Blog Talk Radio.
So I will be for your presence today for 30 minutes.
And I would like for you that will to bow your head with me as we go down in prayer to reverence our Father. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for laying us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Coming as pilgrims through this barren land, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. I ask you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their very soul. Father God, I would be so mindful to give your name the glory and honor and the praise for these and other blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name. And we shall all say amen and amen. And so I will not go into any more preliminary because I do know that time is of an essence. And so I'm going to be coming at you this morning, and our theme will be health care for the heart. And health care for the heart. And then use as directed. So we're going to talk along those lines on this morning. So we know that along in the crowd of people, there was a woman who suffered silently from chronic hemorrhage. And we know that the religious law have rendered her ceremonially unclean. And her medical condition has long caused her physical, mental, and emotional pain. She had been cut off from her life and from the full participation in community. She had been unable to reach her human potentials in the midst of a crowd. This poor, desperate, ill, and powerless woman reached out and touched Jesus and immediately healed. She was once considered outside humanity and treated humanely by Jesus and restored as a contributing member of our community. We find out that this miracle pleads for us to reflect on how people have been made in the image of God. And we find out, hallelujah, that the image of God provides us with the lens through which we can get a proper perception of reality. When we look at the health care issue through the lens of people made in the image of God, we value human life as sacred and the right to be physically cared for as a sacred trust. The unique dignity of each human being is respected and reverenced as not controlled or manipulated. But saints of God and you that are out there in my digital audience on this morning, we find out in our modern and technically sophisticated health care system where health care resources are controlled, and we find out that they are only a commodity that are bought and sold. And we know that quality care is possessed by the few and denied to many. The emphasis is often not on caring for human beings, but on caring for human beings who can pay. Thus, the image of God in some is denied and people are devalued. We find out that in a community, hallelujah, and the cohesiveness that holds the community together, technology, secrecy, and illegalism destroy true community. We know that Jesus Christ saw this woman as a person who made in the image of God. All his healing power that we found, the healing power was made available to her. And the challenge of this miracle is for us to become health carers and health sharers. We should be about the business of removing barriers of ignorance, privileges, and illegalism that prevent healing and wholesomeness for all humanity. And we also know that in my search for this theme on this morning, we read in the law of Proverbs 4:23, And it reads like this. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issue of life. Now, we find that in the law of Proverbs 4:23. And I'm reminded that if you are over the age of 40 years of old, if you are in the over the age of 40 years in your age, then presumably your heart has already beat more than 1.5 billion times. And you might say, Pastor Ward, it's too late for me to change my ways. But I am reminded, and I come to serve you notice, that it is never too late to change for the better. But we know that if we take care our heart, that our heart will take care of us. And we find out, I'm reminded that there was a physician in the city of New York, and he said that he was keeping his Bible. He was reading his Bible one day. And one of his clients asked him, said, you know, are you reading the Bible? And his comment to his patient was, he not only read his Bible, but he studied it. And that's what we as saints of God is to do, is to pick up the Word of God and read it and get an understanding, because there lies a cabinet of prescriptions for our heart and our soul. Now, I know myself, I can speak of me, I can include me in this equation. Now, I know that I have been trying to control my weight and get exercise and watch not only what I eat, but also what's eating on me. And the last point that I would like to make is that it's another vital organ called the heart, and that's our spiritual heart, and it too has throbbed, we know that, millions of times with thoughts, affection, and choices. And in the heart, we determine how we will speak, how we will behave, and respond to life circumstances. And so we go back into the law of Proverbs 4:23. And we will trust the Lord and choose to be gracious, patient, and loving. Or will we yield to pride, greed, and bitterness? Now, we find out that in our today's scripture reading, there are emphasis on the importance of caring for our heart. I would like to ask you that are in my listening digital audience on this morning, hallelujah, are you keeping spiritually fit? I want to ask you about your weight. Do you need to lose the weight of unnecessary burdens and cares? I would like to ask you about your puff. Are you maintaining a steady rhythm of gratitude and praise? Next, I would like to ask you about your blood pressure. Is your trust greater than your anxiety? I would like to ask you, lastly, about your diet. Are you enjoying the life-giving nutrients of the Word of God? In other words, have you checked your heart lately? And I would like for you to take thought of this prayer. Oh, Lord, you see what's in the heart. And we know there's nothing hid from you. So help us to live the kind of life that's filled with love for you. Now, we find out to keep spiritually fit, we need to consult the great physician. And I have one last theme I would like to throw in. There was, as I was speaking earlier, a psychiatric doctor in the city of New York. and he kept his Bible on his desk. Somewhat surprised to see this, a client asked him, said, "Do you, as a psychiatrist, read the Bible?" And his remark was, "I not only read it, but I study it," said the doctor. He said, "I am a devout Christian." Then he added, "If people would absorb this message, a lot of psychiatrists would go out of business." So, to clarify his point, the doctor said that if the clients who are plagued by guilt would read the parable of the prodigal son and his forgiven father in the law of Luke 15 and 11 through 32, they could find the key to healing. And I would like to ask you one last question. Do you look for healing in God's powerful words? We may read the Bible, but do we really believe it? Do we really study it and put his teaching into practice? We know that the saving truth of Scripture is God's potent medicine for delivering us from the disease of sin. We find out that the prophet Jeremiah despised difficulties and hardship, found joy in the word of the Lord. And you can read in the law of Jeremiah 15 and 16, and the psalmist loved the commandments of God. In the law of Psalms 119 and 48, and he said, "I will delight myself in your commandments. I will meditate on your statutes," verse 47 to 48. Like medicine, God's word must be taken as directed. Are you internalizing its truth? God's word brings health and healing to every sin-sick soul, but we must take and heed it before we can be whole. The Bible contains the vitamin for soul health. I hope and pray I've said something to magnetize your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.